Israel sent tanks and bulldozers deep into Palestinian-controlled territory on the West Bank today. The action is a response to the most recent Palestinian suicide bombing. The tanks rolled into the town of Jenin during the night and destroyed a Palestinian police station. Israeli officials called it a necessary and limited response to terror. Palestinians accuse Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon of gross violation of existing agreements. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
After Sunday's suicide bombing north of Haifa that killed a Palestinian bomber and wounded 20 Israelis, there were questions about how Israel would respond, or if it would respond at all, since there were no Israeli fatalities. Last night, Prime Minister Sharon ended the speculation, continuing Israel's policy of moving against Palestinian buildings and offices in the face of suicide bombs. All day yesterday, Israeli tanks and troops moved north through the West Bank, converging on the town of Jenin, which by agreement is controlled by the Palestinian Authority. After midnight local time, the tanks moved in, along with armored bulldozers. Palestinian witnesses described fierce fighting. The Israeli Defense Force reported no Israeli casualties and had no figures on Palestinians. The bulldozers smashed a Palestinian police station. The Israelis made clear that this incursion into Palestinian territory was temporary and the operation was over in a matter of hours. Saeb Erekat, a Palestinian negotiator, said Ariel Sharon was systematically moving away from the peace process.
This man has opened Hell's Gate tonight in this region. And the end game of Sharon is to do one thing before the last thing in his life, is to make sure that he closes every possible door for peace.
The Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad has a strong presence in Jenin, and Sunday's suicide bomber came from the area. Sharon advisor Dori Gold said that Palestinian President Yasser Arafat's refusal to rein in suicide bombers made the action necessary.
Well, this isn't about retaliation. This isn't about revenge. This is about accountability. Jenin has become a hub of terrorism against northern Israel. Not just one case in Haifa, but two. In Beit Sha'an and the Binyamina train station. At least four or more terrorist attacks have emanated from Islamic Jihad in Jenin, and the Palestinian Authority has not lifted a finger to stop this.
Elsewhere in the West Bank, gunfire from angry Palestinians erupted in the wake of the Jenin attack, with Israeli troops returning the fire. The shooting and shelling was especially intense in the southern outskirts of Jerusalem. Palestinian analyst Mahdi Abdul Hadi said Israel can find 100 excuses for assaults such as the one in Jenin, but the attack on Arafat's authority can only harm the chances for a ceasefire.
Arafat, as an authority, as a leader, as a symbol of national movement, cannot govern 8 million Palestinians, 3 in the territories and 5 in the diaspora, as long as there is no way out of this confrontation. Arafat needs a room, a space to heal the wounds and to reconstitute the Palestinian society in state building in order to build the future together.
Sharon and his right-wing advisors believe that the only time Arafat moves to arrest militants is when he's under pressure. Palestinian officials are appealing to the United Nations, asking for an international force in the West Bank. Israel has resisted such calls in the past, but has suggested some willingness to accept an expanded American presence. Palestinians also rebuffed Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres's call for ceasefire talks, saying there's nothing to talk about as long as Israel retains control of Orient House in East Jerusalem, the unofficial Palestinian headquarters. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.